This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you? I'm looking forward to this conversation. What a great organization.
It is a fantastic organization with a huge milestone, so I'm really excited to talk to our guests.
A significant milestone and an important part of your family life, which is a cool story, so maybe we'll get into that as well. We'll say hello to our guest. His name is Jeff Smythe. He is the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Atlanta. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for carving out some time to join us and braving Atlanta traffic to get here. Before we get into our important conversation about Meals on Wheels, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I've been involved with Meals on Wheels Atlanta for, in this position, a little bit more than 10 years. And so it is one of those things where you get started and you get to know the wonderful seniors we work with. And it's just, frankly, kind of addictive. It's just wonderful people I get to work with every day. But I've been involved in the nonprofit sector, have worked in the past in international development and youth work. So I love what I do, working with seniors and trying to figure out different ways we can help our wonderful older adults in Atlanta stay in their own homes and their own communities as safely as possible.
It's an exciting career path. Tell us a little bit more about Meals on Wheels for our listeners who, you know, maybe aren't familiar with the organization.
You bet. You bet. Many of us know of the term Meals on Wheels, but Meals on Wheels Atlanta, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We don't necessarily have a mothership, a group in Washington or New York that's kind of running things. We are all independent nonprofits. And so our organization has been around since 1965, and our actual original name was Senior Citizen Services. And so we've carried that tradition of providing meals and various services that help seniors stay in their homes and their communities. We do a lot of different things, from the nutritious meals to home repairs, neighborhood senior centers, and all summers daycare. So a lot of different ways to really extend independence.
Well, Jeff, Meals on Wheels, I mean, what a great organization. So I commend you on the fine work and the important work that you do. But understand that you recently did a 50-hour fast. Tell me all about that.
Absolutely. This was another of my crazy ideas. But frankly, what I wanted to do something that put myself in the shoes of our seniors in a more potent way, if you know what I mean. When we really look at our seniors, especially those seniors that are on waiting lists for meals, when we ask them, are you skipping meals every week? How many? It's become more and more apparent to me that too many seniors in the Atlanta metro area are going without, are trying to stretch what little food they have. If they're able to receive food stamps, those don't last through the whole month. Many times, if they get Meals on Wheels, sometimes they're stretching out that one meal a day they get from us. So I wanted something that I could challenge others and say, hey, let's challenge ourselves to fast for a certain amount of time. In this case, I wanted to do 50 hours to get ready for our 50th anniversary this year. So I have to say it was a little bit crazy, a little bit hard. It was harder than I thought it would be, but certainly gave me a small glimpse of what it is like for many of our seniors in the Atlanta metro area who go without, who many of them are too proud to reach out for help. Many of them just do not have the family support, do not have the resources to get the nutrition they need. And oftentimes we think, hey, government covers all that. Government is our safety net. And in this case, government has waiting lists as we do. So we're in it together, trying to find ways to really help more seniors than ever.
So what's the typical age of the people you work with? Are they all retired? Or tell us a little bit about the demographic.
You bet. We focus on 60-plus population. We do make referrals if there's people in need that need meals that are under 60, but we really focus on 60-plus. That's our sweet spot, and we have been good at that for 50 years, so we want to stay there. And the focus, of course, is on, we look at a lot of different criteria. We look at the seniors' family support. We look at the seniors' income. We look at a lot of different factors. What kind of meals are they able to get on their own? Are they nutritious meals? Are they going to the local fast food all the time? So how do we help them support different chronic diseases they may be struggling with? Is it heart disease? Is it diabetes? Is it late life depression? So a lot of different things that we're looking at and trying to prioritize those in greatest need to receive meals. In some cases, we are even able to work with a partner, we have Kaiser Permanente Extra Helpings Program. And what that does is it provides additional meal supplements to those seniors that really are really struggling with calories every day, really not getting enough food. And so that's a small group. We'd love to grow that, but we're looking creatively at how do we help more seniors in more ways.
All right. Jeff Smyth with Meals on Wheels Atlanta will return after this break. We'll be right back.
Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, we're back with Jeff Smyth, Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Atlanta.
So, Jeff, you told us you were founded in 1965, and you've mentioned 50th anniversary a few times in the interview. Tell us a little bit more. How are you celebrating your 50th year?
Well, we're kind of oozing that right now, right? So we are really excited because it is a milestone for the organization. We have reached our 3.4 millionth meal being delivered in Atlanta. So we're really excited about that. And really, it's time to raise awareness. I think a lot of people don't. I think we're under the radar to a certain extent, and people don't know how many wonderful volunteers and faith-based groups and schools and companies reach out every day and volunteer and help out. So we're really wanting to raise awareness. We appreciate this opportunity to raise awareness and to just encourage folks to continue to get involved. The number of seniors is growing. We are seeing, in terms of our waiting list, we're seeing greater waiting lists than ever in the history of the organization. More seniors around and more seniors who really are not finding the resources, the support that they thought they may have or able to rely on their kind of traditional ways of getting support that they used to. So we're encouraging the community to stay involved, to stay vigilant about the seniors in your neighborhoods. We need our seniors to stay in our neighborhoods, to stay in their own homes, and to not be kind of transplanted or institutionalized. So we're just encouraging folks to get involved and to come out and volunteer, to help with a donation, to help with canned food in any different way that people can get involved.
Well, you will obviously be celebrating the 50th over the duration of 2015, but understand you had a gig not too long ago. Tell us about that party.
Yeah, so we invited the mayor to help us deliver some meals. We invited a number of schools that help us, a number of faith-based groups that help us all the time. And so the focus has really been on how do we just, you know, really kind of kick off the year. We want to spend the year celebrating and raising awareness and remembering all of the wonderful people who have helped us make this mission happen for 50 years. But yeah, it was a great way to get the year started. We'll be continuing to try different things. We've got a big wellness challenge where we're challenging our senior center seniors to make different changes in lifestyle around healthy living, around pursuing exercise and nutrition. We're doing some fun things with dinner parties in the spring. So really, it's a year to be creative and to make sure that we're continuing to raise awareness for our seniors.
It's really interesting. I was talking to my mother recently and telling her I was excited about interviewing you. And she reminded me that my grandparents received some assistance from Meals on Wheels. You know, they were an hour or more away from the closest family members. And although my grandfather was a retired college professor, you know, they just couldn't get out and about. And, you know, he couldn't drive anymore and really couldn't see. And Meals on Wheels was kind enough to provide them with, you know, like I think one meal three times a week, which really helped my grandmother out. So, you know, I think people don't always realize that sometimes you're just too far away from family or you forget to eat. I mean, you know, it's interesting. And the other comment you made that I thought was very interesting is just our aging population. You know, because of healthcare, people are living longer. So it's not necessarily that the economy is terrible and that's why there's a greater need for Meals on Wheels, but it's that there's just more seniors and they're living longer.
Absolutely. We're an aging Atlanta. We're an aging population. And I think we delivered the 3.4 millionth meal to our 102-year-old. So that was exciting.
Well, and that certainly speaks volumes about the aging population.
It's true. The 80-plus population is one of the fastest-growing population. We always think kind of 60-plus boomers, right? But actually, the 80-plus, 90-plus population has grown significantly as well in the last few years. So, and that's where we see see more and more of our need, of course, is in those that are, you know, kind of aging, right?
So, right.
So that is a group that we continue to really focus on and say, how do we support them in their process?
So you mentioned earlier in the interview that they're always looking for volunteers. So if I wanted to get involved, or if I have a group that wants to get involved, how do we do that?
We try to make it very easy. We have our website is mealsonwheelsatlanta.org, and that is all spelled out, Meals on Wheels Atlanta. But we try to make it easy. We really like to have groups. We like to have school groups, church groups, and it doesn't have to be an ongoing. It can be, you know, individuals, groups. We have a lot of Saturday opportunities. So what we've tried to do is really open up our mission, say, how can we engage volunteers packing meals in the kitchen, or grabbing a hammer and helping with home repairs, or come in and teaching a yoga class or a computer class in a senior center. So many different ways people can be involved, and lots of different senior centers that we work with around Atlanta. So we just encourage people not to let kind of obstacles get in the way. We really need volunteers to make it happen. We've done it so well with volunteers the whole way. We want to keep that going.
No, we're about out of time, but it's our show, darn it, and we're gonna keep going. It's not just meals that you do. You mentioned at the very top of the show, there's some other services, and you mentioned pre-show about this home repair for seniors. So tell us about some of the other things that you do.
You bet. So the focus has really been on how do we keep seniors in their homes and communities and as independently as possible. So we do have an all-summers daycare. And what that is absolutely what it sounds like. It is a place for loved ones to be who are having some memory impairments, having some memory challenges, and it is a wonderful place. It's stimulating. The focus is on, again, on wellness. We have a LPN on staff. We have an RN that supervises. And the idea is, you know, so many families would love to keep their loved one with them if they could, if they had somewhere there for them to be during the day. And that's where we come in. So loved ones can drop off their senior that has Alzheimer's or dementia, and we'll keep them busy and keep them stimulated and have a nurse on staff at all times. And so that's been really exciting to see that program grow. We have senior centers, of course, that focus on wellness. Our home repair program is fun because volunteers of all shapes and sizes, and frankly, all skill level, can get involved and help with everything from yard work to building a ramp, repairing gutters, you name it. We do all kinds of things to help seniors. And then we have a small program called Senior Companions, and that's really pairing up able-bodied with seniors with not so able-bodied seniors. So a lot of different ways beyond just meals that volunteers can jump in and get involved.
That's great stuff. Carol, I am certainly well aware of Meals on Wheels, but I did not know about those other services. That's great stuff, and appreciate that service to the community. Well, Jeff, we're about out of time now. So before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you should they have questions? Where can people go again to volunteer? Where can companies go to get their companies involved? And then also, if you need the services, how do you start that process?
You bet. All of that is through our website, mealsonwheelsatlanta.org. There's an easy volunteer button on the top right. There's a donate now button. If folks just say, hey, I want to donate $150 for a week's worth of meals for a senior, but lots of different ways. And then to seek services, same things. There's contact information on there in terms of our case manager, in terms of our various department heads, so that seniors can seek and get the services that they need, and that families can get the support that they need.
All right. Jeff Smythe, the Executive Director of Meals on Wheels Atlanta. Jeff, it was great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
It was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guest, Jeff Smythe, my co-host Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.